Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with John Butler, the Beef Marketing Group, on how the beef pipeline needs to work together. Back on that in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. Talking now with John Butler, of course, in the feedlot industry, Kansas, Nebraska, but you have approached it a little bit differently than some of our commodity feed yards. What is the philosophical difference that your organization has?
Well, I can't speak for the other feed yards. I can speak for us. And I think the way, there's no doubt, the way we look at our role as cattle feeders is a participant in the supply chain. So that means that we are definitely in the beef business, but we count on other sectors to make it happen. And so we look at our role as how can we cultivate relationships and business opportunities with the entire supply chain to capitalize on added value that we can help create in the time that we have the cattle while they're in the feeding phase. So that's really the way we look at it, which might be a little bit differently, is that we don't look at ourselves necessarily as just cattle feeders, but a participant in a supply chain.
John, you basically are working a lot with downstream, obviously, with Tyson primarily, but you're also got a lot of folks that are sending you cattle that you're learning more about their operations. You're hoping that they will step up on this sustainability platform as well.
Yeah, that's a next evolution for us. We want to make sure that we understand what our scope, the feed yard scope, what can we do to, one, measure what we're doing, and then focus on how to improve it relative to this conversation of sustainability. So that's environmental, that's social, and it's financial. But then, to your point, what can we do as we look to the largest contributor to the carbon footprint in the beef supply chain? And I'm not picking on any rancher, but it's the cow. She is responsible for upwards of 75% of the entire carbon footprint that the beef product is responsible for. So here at the feed yard, we're only responsible for 15 to 20% of it. So even if I take it to zero, I'm still only affecting 20% of it, let's say. So how can I, you know, lock arms with my partners that are in the cow-calf sector, and also, you know, stockers would be included in that, but also the packer sector, because they'd be on the other side, and they contribute a bit too, also to the overall beef carbon footprint. And then how can we collectively work together to really reduce that in a substantial and relevant way?
One of the programs that the Beef Marketing Group and John Butler have been involved with since 2018 when it was launched is the Progressive Beef Program.
Progressive Beef is an initiative we're extremely excited about, where we are actually, we've got a quality management system that's called Progressive Beef, and it's made up of 43 standard operating procedures, where we employ those procedures in the feed yard, and it's from when the animal gets to the feed yard to when they go to the processing, and every element of that, and it's audited. That's the difference of it, is that it's verified. There's a whole training regime that goes into it, and then it's audited, and it's focused on getting better all the time, continual improvement. So what we try to do with the Noble Group is to connect what they're doing at the ranch level to what we're doing at the feed yard level. Again, back to the point I was made earlier, is how do we connect the dots? So if we got good, responsible ranchers and they're doing all the right things, and then we connect through information on what we're doing feeding those cattle, how can we take that and learn from it and create synergy to do a better job for them and for us? And it's about transfer of information, benchmarking, getting real data to measure where we're at, and then establish benchmark or goals to where we can improve.
John Butler of the Beef Marketing Group with the Cattle Producer Perspective on Sustainability. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 19th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. They'll be offering over 31,000 head, 7,650 feeder steers, 6,700 feeder heifers, 4,000 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and over 6,500 beef dairy crosses. All the details are available at SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes.